Start off with a shocking statement. According to my doctor, I'm not supposed to be alive today. Pause for dramatic effect. Now that I've gotten your attention, sharing God's grace to fellow believers in the church is so important. So I'm happy that I'm able to be up here today and share my story and how God used a very difficult time in my life for his glory. I pray that he uses it today to encourage someone here. And I'm sorry if it seems like I'm jumping all over the place. I'm honestly still processing through the 20 years I've had so far. So I apologize for that. Before I was born, I was diagnosed with grade 5 bilateral hydronephrosis, which caused significant failure in both of my kidneys. To put into perspective how serious this diagnostic was, up to this point, hydronephrosis was only graded up to grade 4. So they kind of added a whole nother grade because of me. And because it was bilateral, it was an issue with both of my kidneys. Let me give you a small biology lesson. Most of you probably know this, but you can survive with only one kidney. But since both of mine lost function, my kidneys weren't able to filter my blood. My ureter tubes were kinked, so my kidney's waste would back up into my kidney, and it blew up my kidneys like a balloon. So that's where I lost the function. My parents were recommended to abort me, since I would have a lower chance of survival, and if I did survive, I would have a very low quality of life. I would have to be on dialysis until I could receive a kidney transplant, which I wouldn't be able to do until later in life as I grew. And even then, it came with complications. Any type of transplant does. Praise God that my parents told them that terminating the pregnancy was not an option. They trusted that God had a plan for this situation and would not make a decision based on their own understanding. I can't even explain how grateful I am that God gave them the faith to make that very challenging decision. After birth, I underwent a lot of tests so they could figure out what the problem was exactly, as they were limited while I was in utero. At 5 months old, I had experimental surgery on my right kidney to correct the kinked ureter tube so I wasn't continuing to lose more function. They had to move my kidney right under my skin on my side. Due to the failure, the loss of function, and the type of surgery, I couldn't and can't play any contact sports or anything that could put my kidney at risk. Even now, I could bleed out if my kidney was struck, and it's completely exposed on my side. Even just the simple fact of driving, should be terrifying for me. I don't know if you could imagine, but being a kid and not being able to participate in certain activities was very challenging. Most kids around me and even my brothers would participate in these games, and I would always have to sit out. My most common used phrase in middle school and early high school was, "I'm sorry, I can't, I have kidney problems." Every time I said this, bitterness grew. I started to hate God. I couldn't enjoy the things that I wanted to do. Ever since I was little, before I even started struggling personally with my condition, I was a perfectionist. Still am, by the way. I wanted to achieve everything that I did. It got very difficult not getting the full chance of satisfaction of actually conquering certain things. I felt restricted and limited, like I couldn't move past the beginner level. Not for the lack of motivation or skill or desire, I just wasn't allowed to. This dampened my views on God as a creator and as a holy, perfect father. Didn't feel right to call God Father when he made me so different from everyone else. Yes, the good Christian kid wanted nothing to do with him. I tried praying to him, but he didn't answer. I remember praying the specific verse at the age of 13. God, I cry out to you day and night. I'm not silent, but you do not answer. I went through many different thoughts and feelings over the next several years. I got to the point where I told myself that God messed me up when he created me. I thought if God was perfect, it must have been a mistake on his part. And I can't trust or accept anyone that would purposely ruin my life. I couldn't rationalize any other reason that that a supposedly loving God would make me like this. He ruined my life, and if he did exist, in my mind, I didn't want him. I eventually told God that I just stopped believing in him. This was almost to spite him. For some reason, I want to use my power card of, I don't believe in you until you give me what I want. However, deep down, I wanted him to reveal himself personally to me. I said, if you exist, then show yourself to me, because I'm done trying. It's amazing how God listens to our prayers. In my young, naive mind, the world revolved around myself. I couldn't fathom that God had specific reasons to use my condition for his glory. And I just couldn't get past that. I honestly can't pinpoint the exact moment or event that he used to call me to himself. It definitely didn't only take one time that God revealed himself to me in a supernatural way. But through sermons, cross current, friends, books, I was put into a situation that forced me to read scripture again, even though I didn't want to. My parents, without them knowing I was struggling with any of this, gave me a book for my birthday one year called Creator's Dream Thesis. The young author showed me that I was not the only one who felt left out and not sure how God fit in his life. Jonathan was also born with kidney failure, just like I was. But instead of blaming God, he used his miraculous life to show others that God has a plan, even those of us who are not perfectly formed. He could still use his disability to glorify God by using his failures, his weakness, to point people to Christ. This book put my struggling thoughts into words, as I didn't have anyone to share the thoughts that I was having with. In his book, he says, life is like a jumping process. Pressure from trials makes life heavier, and it bends our knee lower. But those things make us fly higher. When I read this, I could not see the truth in that. I wanted to. Trust me, I did. But it took a few years of God patiently whispering, calling me back to himself. Looking back, God had a specific purpose for my life. He just was slowly revealing his plan to me. And even when I didn't want to listen to him, and even before I started having those doubts. As a kid, since I wasn't able to do normal kid activities to the level I wanted, I found an old keyboard in our basement. We had a beginner piano book that I found and started learning on my own. I immediately fell in love with music. This was an activity that I could do without any limitations. Unless you call my short stubby fingers a limitation, but anyway. I devoted many hours a week to this craft. My mom would constantly have to tell me to stop practicing the piano so I could come up and finish my school. God gave me the innate desire to continue, even through the very difficult parts of my life. Because of God's good grace, I've been able to express a lot of my emotions through playing the piano. Whenever I was excited, nervous, angry, or just hungry, I would play. At first, I excelled with piano because I was playing for myself. It was a way for me to finally achieve something without being held back. It was a chance for me to show off, and it was a way for me to process a lot of my emotions. In 2019, I was asked to play for Cross Current, for the Cross Current worship team, which was a whole learning curve as I'd never played those type of songs before. It felt like I started at square one again. In my mind, this was just another challenge that I had to work harder at. But this time was different. Instead of achieving this for myself, God was slowly growing me. He gave me a purpose for Him. I was able to use the gifts that He had given me in a time that I felt like I could do nothing for His glory. I have been able to serve Him in so many situations since then, from Cross Current originally to Sunday mornings, to holidays, to worship nights and conferences, to even funerals and weddings. I've seen people change. I'm so encouraged by the youth that are taking part in Cross Current worship this year, to see their enthusiasm, yet willing to learn the purpose of worship is so amazing to see at a young age. They are learning that your life is not your own. Something that I wish I had learned much earlier. Something that I had learned the hard way. Now, before I was born, God knew that I was going to be a very, very, very stubborn individual. And still, He had a plan to use my stubbornness for Himself. But even after I gave my life back to Jesus in 2019, 2020, I was still very stubborn. Due to some personal situations outside of my medical condition, I fell into a very deep depression 2 years ago. Once again, I felt lost. I didn't have the answers. I couldn't achieve the excellence that I strived for. Yet again, God was using a very difficult situation in my life to draw me closer to Himself. Seems like there's a theme of that in my life. After God delivered me from my own thoughts, even now in the busyness of life, I can see how God is using the difficulties He's allowed in my life for my good, but more importantly, for His glory. So now, as Paul said in 2 Corinthians, if I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. And again, in 2 Corinthians, he said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my witness. Weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. That's the whole point of the gospel. We are too weak. We will never achieve perfection. And that's why God sent Jesus to earth on a rescue mission. A rescue mission to save the lost. A rescue mission to save me. A mission to reconcile what God made in the image of Himself, who continually turn from Him. He took our penalty for sin. He died a gruesome death on the cross in our place for the holy justified wrath of God to be satisfied. He rose from the dead 3 days later, defeating death so that death has no victory and no sting for those who are in Christ. He began the good work and will bring it to completion once and for all and forever. It is amazing to have the opportunity to look back on my trials and see how God was and is working. We don't always get the answers to why we go through difficulties. It's common to say, oh, I hope I'll know why I went through that when I get to heaven. But when He does allow us to see the glimpse of it, oh, how precious is His goodness and kindness. We can see His handiwork in our lives. I may not be able to do a lot of things that I want to do, even still today. I may be at a higher risk wherever I go, but God has given me a voice. And with a voice, I can speak. And through speaking, I can share my story and tell of the grace of God in my life. That is my purpose in life. All of other things will fade away, but my trust in Jesus Christ is everlasting. He gave me the ability to play the piano so I could teach piano lessons. He gave me the students that had medical complications at an early age so I can be an encouragement to them and to their parents, giving them hope in times that seem hopeless. I pray that many more opportunities like this for me to be a witness to non-believers and strengthen those in the church. I want to close with a verse that spoke very personally to me for a large portion of my life. I praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. I can confidently say that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made by my Creator, and his work in my life is wonderful. And now my soul knows this very well. Thank you.